Andrew Schneider on KNIA KRLS here with Levi Skelhas, a senior at Pella Christian High School, who has made his college decision and his future athletic career known. First of all, congratulations on signing at Dort. Why Northwest Iowa? Why Dort? And why track and field?
So, thank you for letting me be here. But it was a long process, and you know, you kind of go through all the colleges you want to see, you go on visits and all that. But it kind of came down to how much effort did Dort put into me, and they were very, very helpful with financial aid, and they want me on their track team, so that was a big help in the deciding factor.
Well, and we're talking in the middle of basketball season, but obviously you're coming off of a great track season last spring. Elite All-State honors in the 400-meter dash. You yourself had top eight finishes individually, and then your school record relay, finished up your weekend at Drake Stadium. I imagine you're excited for this spring, knowing basketball is ahead of you, but for track and field, I imagine you'll be doing similar work for Dort, a lot of sprints.
Yeah, obviously I'm kind of taking this day by day, especially with basketball season going on. I got my focus on basketball, but getting myself prepared for that college level will definitely be fun, but it'll be hard, but I hope I can be ready for it. So yeah, I guess I'm ready.
Well, and we'll talk basketball in a second, but I imagine you're really excited for the spring, because not only did you have those great finishes, now you have your school picked out. Now you kind of have a focus, right? And you've got about the whole team coming back from a really talented sprinting group a year ago.
Nothing just comes to a halt. You know, I just want to keep making more and more progress, and I think that will definitely help, whether it's my Pella Christian team or my Dort team that I hopefully will be a part of. And yeah, it's exciting.
Well, you and I will probably talk this spring more about expectations and all the above. In the meanwhile, we're halfway through the basketball season, especially if you end up qualifying as one of the final eight teams to go to state. This would be about your halfway point of the season. Conference season's already through the rotation. Three losses to two state tournament contenders in Class 3A and a really good 4A team in Indianola. Your thoughts about where this team is halfway through the season?
I think we've made a lot of progress since last season, and we want to keep making that progress because we have a lot of things we're talking about now, and we just got a lot of things to work on, a lot of small details and all that are just kind of dragging us down a little bit, but we have a lot of hope for our team, and I have a lot of hope for my team, and I think we're a very good basketball team that can definitely make it a long ways in the tournament.
Knowing that you were right there with those teams, I imagine there's a measure of confidence that comes from that. But what is the important thing or those little things you're working on to put you over the hump and maybe knock off some of those teams second time around?
Yeah. What will continue to make us a better team is coming into those situations where it's the third and the fourth quarter, and we have to come out on top. We have to be the team that, you know, is either tied or right with them or ahead, rather than being behind by, you know, 6 or 8 points. And some of those small turnovers, mistakes and stuff, that just kind of drags us down. And it's like, it's tough to go through those. We want to be the team that comes out on top, obviously. And that will show us that we're a better team for the tournament and throughout the rest of the season, even next game.
Well, and you have most of the players, you mentioned this, you have most of the players back from last year. So it's really been a 2-year process. How critical was it this year to have a full offseason with Coach Bohr? Whereas last year there was all the COVID mess and you were a completely new team, whereas this year you largely, I think, had 7 of the 8 starters from returning in terms of the rotation last year and a lot of familiarity. How critical was that, and how much more of a prepared team do you feel like at this point coming into February as you did a year ago?
Yeah, last year seemed a bit messy. You know, we've all played with each other, but with a new coach, you know, it's different and it's a little messy. But this year, we had a lot more chemistry, I think. I think we have a lot more chemistry just coming up. And, I think we have a lot more flow. Or we have some spurts where we have great flow. And, it's been a lot better. And obviously, it's shown this season, because last season we did not start as well as we did this season. But, yeah, I would say that we just have a little bit more chemistry and more faith in our teammates. So
you're going to see all the conference teams again, so you never know what happens. It's a really, really good league. But two big non-conference games coming up that'll be a huge test for you in Class 2A. As of this interview, undefeated Van Meter coming up near the end of the season, but more importantly, a chance to go to the well coming up on Monday against Des Moines Christian, a team that was at the state tournament last year, has their top player back from that team, and has had a great season too. Your thoughts about those 2A games? I know the conference makes you better for that 2A tournament, but I imagine that's a measuring stick. Those are two potential state tournament teams. teams, and then a chance to go to the well too.
Yeah, obviously we play Des Moines Christian and Van Meter every year. You know, it's always been great games to be a part of. But I think we want to take this game by game. Obviously, my sight is on Norwalk right now. But it's always great to go to the well. But, yeah, just taking it day by day, game by game. Yeah, we'll worry about Van Meter when the game comes. So,
well, let's put it this way then. Monday, you have an opportunity to play at the state tournament venue, which I think is going to be a big deal against a state tournament quality team. You know, again, I know you got Norwalk ahead of you, but what does that opportunity Monday do you think mean for this group, knowing that that's one of your goals, is to be one of those Final Eight teams, not only one of those Final Eight teams, but to be competing for a state championship?
Yeah, we want to get used to playing there, I think. So it'll be exciting, and I can't wait for the game. We just got to be under control and, yeah, have composure, because we want to get used to being there. We want to get there later in the season and keep going there, stay there.
That's Levi Skelhaus, senior point guard for the Pella Christian basketball team, halfway through their season, 9-3, one of the top 10 teams in Class 2A, and a Dort signee for track and field. Congratulations on all of those things, and I'm really looking forward to catching up with you here in the stretch run.
Yeah, thank you very much.